Jeffrey isn't on self-improvement and he...
Hey! Hamza, didn't you say that you'd stop making these Jeffrey and Adonis daily videos?
You've probably seen the video that I posted earlier this year titled, I Fulfilled My Purpose. In the video, I explained that I was done with YouTube, that I was done posting, and that I was gonna disappear. Why did I make that video? It all started late last year. I remember waking up with a banging headache, like a piercing headache that's just even straining your eyes. I'm like rolling around in bed. It's so painful. I even feel sick as well. And I go and grab my phone, and the first thing that I see is a message from Sam, my video editor, who's saying, Hamza, we need you to record 5 videos today. I was on this content machine of uploading daily, and now that my health was getting worse since I moved to Dubai, I couldn't handle it anymore. My work was suffering, my health was suffering, and even my love life with my woman was suffering. She's sat in the corner of the bed right now, just moping around. We're basically breaking up and getting back together almost every day. I don't know if I should send her back home or not. She came with me to Dubai, and I'm so fucking stressed, but I've got to record 5 videos today. I just take a breath and I start to fantasize about not being a YouTuber anymore, about not leading this movement that I was leading, just disappearing. And I start getting so happy and excited at like that fantasy. I go on my phone, I click on the Aura app, this like wearable ring that I have that tracks your sleep. And I see that I've had another terrible night of sleep. I see that my heart rate has went up by 20 beats per minute. And I decide, I'm done. That was when I made the decision to stop the big content machine that we had, to stop the movement, and to take a big step back from YouTube. And it was a mistake. Because just recently, I was in Bali and I did a meetup there. I announced on my Instagram that I'm going to be in this gym on this day and you can come like hit a workout with me. And as I'm driving over there, I've got my cameraman Scott, he's on his motorbike behind me, I'm riding up front, and I'm just thinking, like, I'm not even sure if many guys will show up to this because we're in, like, you know, Bali, which is kind of far away from many other countries. I've not been posting so consistently. I pull up to the gym, and there's over 25 young guys stood outside the gym waiting for me. And they're hype, they're shouting, screaming, Adonis, and, you know, running over, handshakes, high fives, fist bumps, pictures, okay, flexing this, let's hit some push-ups and stuff. I bring them inside the gym, everyone's like super hype for being in this really fancy gym. I buy everyone a day pass, which cost me quite a lot of money as well. And like, we have to speak to the manager, he's not letting us in, I have to sweet talk him, eventually we get like waivers and everything. Sign it all, go upstairs. And I hire the personal trainer to lead us through a session, and all of the guys are loving it. No one bitched out. Everyone pushed through. Everyone's grunting, literally like dying at this brutal workout and shouting about like it, just enthusiasm. And as the workout starts to finish off, one by one, the guys are coming up to me and saying the same sentence that I'm kind of used to hearing. You've changed my life. Your videos changed my life. It's nice to hear, and, you know, I'm just taking pictures with everyone, okay. When I leave the meetup, I'm on such a high, like it was one of my favorite days of my life. I'm back on my motorbike, I'm driving off. And that's when I realize the videos that these guys are saying changed their lives were those daily videos that I started to look down upon. I realized I had been a fool all this time. I placed how I felt about my work above the purpose of it. The amount of guys who were in our cult and who were working so hard on their goals, on their self-improvement, back in those days when we were posting daily and the channel was growing so much, the amount of guys who got onto self-improvement on those times was incredible. We got hundreds of thousands of guys into the gym, meditating, eating clean. That is such an accomplishment. There is not many humans ever to have lived who can say something like that, that they made hundreds of thousands of people healthier. I can say it. And I started to just feel so foolish. And I was like, I've been telling these guys to do the hard work, especially when they didn't feel like it. And I didn't do it myself. But then, you know what? I do emphasize with that version of me in Dubai that was breaking down because I was very sick. I didn't realize what I needed was not to quit the purposeful work that gave my life so much fulfillment, but it was just to reclaim my health from this modern world. I didn't realize it at the time, but I was being poisoned by air pollution. I was eating seed oils without realizing it from the restaurants I was ordering food from. I was drinking from plastic water bottles. I was heavily stressed. If I could go back in time right now, I would see that version of Hamza and tell him, don't quit. You've got amazing momentum and you actually love this work and it gives you fulfillment. You just need to go and reclaim your health. You need to go to somewhere that's clean. You need to go to somewhere that's got fresh air. You need to go and take maybe a couple of weeks off with no pressure. Tell the men that you're going to take a few weeks off to go out into nature and they'll understand. You don't have to quit. I've realized that this is the purposeful work that I'd love to suffer for. This is the work that's given my life fulfillment so much more than anything else that I've done before. Just helping the younger guys get onto self-improvement, improve themselves, get into the gym, meditate, eat clean, and basically just teach what I've learned. To lead this movement, to lead this cult, to redeem that cult leader version of myself, which I found so enjoyable and so many guys looked up to. So many guys had their life changed when they joined our cult and they adopted the principles of Adonis. And so I'm so down. But one thing you should know about me, I am on this journey too. No man is too good for self-improvement. And you can't trust a man who you can't clearly see evolve and question his beliefs. You will see me repetitively change, improve, and question my own beliefs because I am on self-improvement alongside you. That's why with a lot of deep thinking, introspectiveness, and journaling, I've decided to turn this cult leader part of me back on. I've saved over 1,000 lives. I know it. I know it. And I'm not talking about, yo, Hamza changed my life. I'm talking about 1,000 guys are alive today because of the work that I've done here. And the work that I've done here was always in this lens of me being a cult leader and proudly saying that you are joining a cult. You're joining a cult of guys who are on self-improvement, of guys who are grinding hard, of guys who are different to the 99% that you've always been around for your life. We don't want to be Jeffries anymore. We don't want to be around crabs anymore. We are different. We are getting to this beautiful position in life. And this is the best part of this entire thing. The reason why you'd actually want to join this cult and to stick through the actions that I give you, which are very difficult to get into all these habits, the reason why is because of the destination that we're going to. Our mission is to become top 1% men. You want to beat the competition, don't you? And so we as a cult are learning the secrets of what it takes to beat our competition as men and get into this like top tiers where we can live the most ideal lifestyle. The kind of lifestyle I want you to visualize right now. If you close your eyes and you imagine your future woman there with you and you've got children who are so healthy that they're like mini athletes running around that you and your wife have raised to be so healthy and intelligent. You live in a beautiful home that you're able to afford because you have purposeful work that pays you well. You have that financial freedom that so many guys want. That means that you can wake up and do whatever the fuck you want, which means that you are working on something which is so purposeful. It aligns to your masculine core. You feel like you are doing the right thing, like I feel every single day. Not only that, when you look into the mirror, you've sculpted a physique that looks like a Greek god, and you are so proud of yourself and the efforts that you've put in. And you are healthy too. And when you step outside of your home, the best part is that those houses right next to your home, that's where your brothers live. With their wives, with their children, and you've created that tribe, that compound that you've wanted all this time. We can think of no better lifestyle to achieve than that. That is what's available for the top 1% men. And you might be thinking to yourself, but Hamza, we can't all become top 1% men, right? Not exactly. There's about 1 billion young men in the world. 1% of 1 billion is 10 million men. That's how strong our cult can be. 10 million men who have joined together to become more like Adonis. 10 million men who not only are developing and becoming more attractive and getting into the top 1% of men, but 10 million men who are also developing the mental health, the morals, and the character. Because we don't just want anyone to get into this position, do we? Sure, there's guys out there right now that are going to the gym, but those guys are going to the gym so that they can take better, sexy pictures that they can put onto their Instagram profiles and DM your future wife. Because there's many guys in the world right now who are actually productive, who are on self-improvement, who are going to the gym, but they don't have the kind of morals and values that we do. And those guys are going to be the hard competition unless if we convert them. Unless if we bring them into our cult and feed them the same mentality, the same mindset, and the same morals and values that we have of being good men, of being more like Adonis instead of some cringe alpha male. This way we get the best of both. We create this strong cult where we're getting better as individuals inside of it, but we're also taking the competition who usually would be degenerate, who usually would be maybe wasting away, not being productive, and we bring them out inside of our cult so that we all get to improve. Because there's a guy out there right now who's addicted to porn, but if we were able to help him stop that, he might use some like AI software that helps with our self-improvement 10 years down the line. There's a guy right now who's just living an average life, scrolling on TikTok at this very second. And if he joined our cult, he would become an athlete that inspires thousands. This way, the bigger our cult gets, the more that we as individuals win. This means more brothers for you, more guys who not only are just on self-improvement, but they are developing the kind of values that you want in the men around you. Because when you go for a walk with your future wife, you're going to hope that that guy who's walking across from you on the street, you're going to hope that he's part of our cult and he's been developing the same kind of values, mental health that I preach on this channel. You're going to hope that he isn't some degenerate guy who's been listening to the other influencers, who's been making money, getting Instagram followers, to like building muscle. And he's got this like look in his eyes as he stares at your girl as you walk past. You're going to wish that he was a part of our cult a few years before that, aren't you? And this is why I love this goal of recruiting 10 million guys inside of our cults. That is the 1%. We have work to do. I will see you here every day at the same time. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah!